This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm so excited to be here with you. I hope you can hear it in my voice. I hope that you feel the same, that you're, well, you got to, right? You're listening to the program, so there's got to be something in it for you. Look, I get all your messages. You want me to, and I told you guys, Blake is working on a show. Tim's about to get married. I got other friends we want to bring on. We're going to be working on making the show better in the new year. So I'm going to have a little bit of time, downtime during the holidays to make that happen. But we are looking to blow this thing up. If you know anything about social media, marketing, things like that, give us a shout. We'd love to have your inputs because we're not experts at this. In fact, we're not even experts at radio at all. I mean, don't you get it? It's funny. You know, radio to me is so formulaic. I just want to do something different. And a lot of the networks are like, well, Kevin, you need to do this. I'm not doing it. Look, this is me. This is my personality. And I look at radio as we're sitting around in my living room or we're at a barbecue in your backyard and we're having a conversation. If it goes beyond that, then I'm not interested. Look, I get the commercial elements and things like that. Look, if we wanted to run around chasing sponsors, I don't know. We'd certainly have more. I mean, anything I put my mind to, I achieve it. In fact, I overachieve it. But the fact is, I don't have the time. If somebody wants to sponsor the show, send me a note and we'll make it happen. But boy, I don't have time for it. I mean, I wish I did. I wish I had the personality that allowed for that. I'll give you an example. One of my buddies is a guy named Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk runs Turning Point USA. Great organization. What a go-getter. Kid's 23 years old, I think, 24. When he was 17 or 18, he started Turning Point, went to the top 50 millionaires and billionaires that give to conservative causes and asked every single one of them to back his play. Only one of them did, a personal friend of mine by the name of Foster Freeze. Foster gave Charlie, I don't know, tens of thousands, I think 50,000, 100,000 bucks, got Charlie started, boom, Turning Point is changing politics in America. It's on hundreds of campuses across the nation. Anyway, I was at an event with Charlie in New York, and I've never seen a kid work a room to the degree that he did. This guy knew everybody. He was going up shaking hands and all that. That's not me. I'm just not that dude. I wish I were, because if I were, I would be filthy rich, because people want to help with what we're doing. I'm an idea guy, and I need implementers. So if you are organized and you want to help, and you say, Kevin, I can figure things out for you. I'm a stay-at-home dad, stay-at-home mom, and I got time. You know, my spouse makes enough money, whatever. Give us a shout. We need your help. And it's not a desperation thing, but I'm just telling you where I fail. But if we ever took all of our ideas, which, by the way, we are focusing and honing in on, and we put them to work, you would see success beyond belief. I mean, we would spread the word of conservatism across this country in a way that, and I'm not, you know, belittling anybody else's efforts, but it would be in a way that you've never seen. It's just the truth. Anyway, here's what I want to do. We got Thanksgiving coming up. You guys heard me talk about Thanksgiving yesterday. I'm gloriously happy that we are celebrating the very first Thanksgiving under President Trump. Yippee! Our first Trump president Thanksgiving. Think about what we could be saying. We could be saying it's our second Thanksgiving under Hillary Clinton, with her being president-elect and now president. But we're not. And that was against all odds. So good for us. We are celebrating the first one where President Trump gets to give the reprieve to the turkey and so on and so forth. And I decided to celebrate. So I went to a honey baked ham. I was looking for a ham for Thanksgiving. Go to Honey Baked Ham. And I walk in the store. I actually was at the grocery store getting stuff. And I went, I got to get a honey baked ham because I've gotten one sporadically throughout the years. And here's what's funny. I eat ham for breakfast. I know I eat the pig, and I eat ham for breakfast. Either bacon or ham. You know, something quick. It's fatty, but it's got protein. Forget it. It's my diet. So I'm eating. I go. I said this time. I said I was at the grocery store. I was going to get regular ham, and I went, no, I'm going to go get honey baked ham because it's the holidays. So I go to the honey baked ham store, and immediately they got this thing, a little kiosk where you can eat their. It's like a pound cake. I don't know what you call it. It was a cinnamon swirl pound cake. So the little tasters are there. So I go, okay, I'll get one. And I tasted it. It was delicious. I'm not trying to give these guys a shout out, but it was really good. So I went, okay, well, we'll get ourselves a pound cake. I'm thinking it's $4. And then I walk up to the thing, and the guy goes, I said, I can't remember how to order the ham. I mean, I see the different sizes. I can see the big. I was like, I don't need a big one. I just, you know, there's not that many people going to eat this ham. So the guy goes, well, you want a little one? I go, yeah, of course. So he says, well, we'll look. So he brings out a ham. I look at it and go, yeah, I'll take that ham. So I'm reaching in my wallet to pay. He goes, no, pay as you walk out. So there are two people there. I pick one of them. I hand her my ham and my pound cake. She rings it up and says, $73. Man, I almost passed the kidney. It was like passing the kidney stone. I was like, what? $73 for a little bitty ham. I'm laughing at myself now because I didn't have the guts to take it back and go, I'm not paying $70. I was like, okay, brother, can't look like you don't have the money. So, well, y'all, you can laugh. It's okay. Feel free to laugh. So I paid $73 for a pound cake and a ham. I mean, this is like a 5-pound ham and the pound cake box, I take it out of the box. This thing looks like it's one in Pound Cake Juniors. I mean, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Man, so as much as I'm, you know, this is a commercial for Honey Bake, it's kind of not. Because I'm telling you, if you want to go there and feed the family, feed the churins, and you get yourself a big Honey Bake, and you get yourself a couple of those pound cakes, man, you better have a Guatemalan midget with some money in his pocket, because it was ugly. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? She rang up $73. I looked down, what? And she just kind of went, yep. I will never forget the look on both our faces, because she looked at mine and went, I know. Oh, man. We got a lot to talk about. I want to recap Donald Trump's first year. I really do. Because you're talking about a dude who really checked a lot of things off the box. The only check mark so far that I really say Donald Trump missed was the Hillary Clinton prosecution. And I don't know that he had as much control over that as he would have wanted, but he promised us that. He backed off of it. Now he's back on the trail, so who knows? We may get a Christmas present. More on Christmas presents when we come back, folks. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Can you pack into a tweet? He'll be a no on tax cuts because his political career anyway is toast. You know what's toast? Morals in America, honestly. And it starts from the top down. When you have a president with absolutely no morals, who's a bully, who acts like a bigot and a racist, and is a sexist and a sexual harasser, you really have problems when that starts at the top. And then it's, yeah, you have a problem with your party. And it's a problem for our country. It is. That is the most ridiculous tweet I've actually, it's not. There have been so many, Heidi.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Mika Brzezinski, and she's describing Trump. But all I have to say to that, the morals of the country, we have no morals, and the bully, the bigot, the racist, the sexist, the sexual harasser, etc., he's ours. I claim him. You know, it's funny to listen to the left. MSNBC's Morning Joe, and there's Joe Scarborough with his leftist girlfriend, and he's just sitting there like, you know, like a eunuch. I mean, you know, a cuckold husband going, yep, what she said. He's supposed to be a Republican. He's supposed to be looking at this. Let me just put it to you another way. If I don't care what you think about Donald Trump personally, if you want to believe the hype about what he's done or whatever, which I don't, Because I can tell you this. I know people, and I'll throw myself into this. There are a point in your life where it's go, no go. You give certain young men the amount of opportunity and money that Donald Trump have and privilege that he had as a child, as a youngster. And it's easy to go the wrong way. And I know there are women out there going, Kevin, I don't know about this. And then there are guys out there going, Kevin, you know, you're on dangerous territory. I'm not on dangerous territory. A guy sends me a note yesterday, and he says, or no, it was the day before yesterday, and he says to me, Kevin, your comment on Al Franken is sure to offend some people, and, you know, you're offending half your audience when you say Al Franken did nothing, and he says, you're essentially condoning sexual assault. And I said, I in no way said that. Not in a fraction of a way did I ever say that. What I said is, Al Franken pretending to put his hands on a woman's breast in a picture as a gag while she was sleeping is not anything. And I stand by it 1,000%. That's nothing. Al Franken writing in a kiss in a script that he had control over, if the girl went for it, good for him. She said she had him take it out. I didn't want to kiss him. Okay, great. Now, if he forced himself on her in any way, I condemn his actions. But if you're going to tell me that, you know, pretending to touch a girl's breast, let me just tell you, go look at the montage of the people who have grabbed guys by the crotch. I mean, these are women, leftist women, grabbing men by the crotch and so on and so forth. We've put it up. So the people that want to appear to be so sanctimonious about this stuff drive me crazy. I can tell you, I have absolutely, I'm talking about friends, people that I know, I've grabbed them by the butt, you know, or like, hey, you know, hit a friend girl by the butt. I've had them do it to me. There's nothing new here under the sun, folks, and we act as if, oh, that's so offensive. No, it's been made. We're making things offensive that are that used to just be good-natured fun. It's the same thing with the way you address your buddies, or you know, use the word chick, or some girl uses the word dude, or what. I mean, not that men are ever, you know, protected from any of this stuff. And we're going to be talking about this in a real way. And I know there are people, let me put it to you this way. I don't care if you're offended by me giving you the actual way that people should view each other and have viewed each other for decades. That in no way infringes upon the rights of women. And last time I checked, we had a women's revolution that occurred that said women wanted to be men. And let's face it, leftist men certainly want to be women. So we become one unisex nation. And suddenly, we've got morality that's swinging very much to one direction. Let me put it to you this way. If it continues this way, there will be no men in charge anywhere. Let me ask you, do you think women can sexually harass? What about lesbian women? Do they not have the same issues as men? If there's a lesbian woman's in charge, maybe she's going to give special treatment to a woman who wants such and such. What if it's a gay man? What if he's giving special treatment to a gay guy? You know, you get the best shift, etc. Carlos, given that we can all pick our genders, we have multiple genders and multiple, you know, things we can decide we want to be, and so on and so forth, how can there possibly be any exploitation of anybody? Just explain it to me. Because, see, when it was just men and women, and men were solidly in charge, and they were doing the things that they were doing, I get it. I watch Mad Men. I love the show. And I told people, I love the idea of the show, the feel of the show. But what it did is it did point out the inconsistencies of how men behaved and how women were very subservient to men at the time. I'm not going to say it doesn't exist, but it's certainly not to the level that the women are trying to make it these days. Not anywhere close. Women are in charge, large and in charge. I'll use Fox as an example. I'm in New York. There are three people in the room, four people, at one point, and the two dudes, we were the lowest ranking people in the room. The two women executives were the ones making a decision on my future with Fox.
And I had no problem with it. I have ultimate respect for them. I mean, let's look at what Fox is doing. They're turning things around and kicking butt. Now, do I agree with everything they do? No. But I think they've done a masterful job. And I don't look at it as, oh, these women can't tell me anything or whatever. But here's Brzezinski trying to make Trump out to be no morals. He's a bully, bigot, racist, sexist, sexual harasser. And you know what she's telling you? That's everything she's experienced on the left. First, think about it this way. The way Brzezinski is sitting her butt in that chair is because of her boyfriend, Joe Scarborough, sitting right next to her. That's how she got her butt in that chair. Through sleeping her way to the top. Now, I don't care if that's what she wanted to do to get on TV and to be able to spew venom at us, fine. But don't try to moralize and make it sound like, you know, we're the ones doing it. I didn't do anything to her. You didn't do anything to her. Scarborough gave her an opportunity. He's a Republican. He's given her an opportunity. You know, what is this hatred of men? This idea that I played a clip the other day of Trevor Noah. Men, it's all our fault. It isn't our fault. It's not our fault. There are some bad men in the world, but let me tell you, there are some unscrupulous women that are ruining it. Not only for men, but they're ruining it for women. These guys that are being accused, you know, look, don't misunderstand me. I have made no defense for Charlie Rose and Al Franken and some of these other people if their behavior goes beyond. But I'll tell you, you've got lots of mixed signals out there with the women of today, and people know it, especially the feminists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here, 844-551-8255. If you want to call the show, got off on a bit of a tangent in the last segment because I wanted to discuss Donald Trump, played his record for the year, played Brzezinski's, Mika Brzezinski's clip where she's calling the president racist, sexist, whatever. It's become like a broken record, and I got to tell you guys, I love it when I hear the left doing the same things. They don't know. She doesn't know what to say. She, you know, everything is crumbling under the weight of liberalism on their side of the aisle, and they're going, oh, we can still blame Trump. He's a sex. Let me tell you something. In comparison to what Charlie Rose is now said he's done, in comparison to Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, and many others. And folks, let me tell you, the dam is only beginning to break. It's only beginning to break. It's just getting leaks at this point. It's going to break. Go look at the number of people. It's been leaking out, and the press does a good job of just going, oh, it's no big deal. Russell Simmons got accused. Ratner got accused. You're going to see names. You won't even know these people, but they are movers and shakers in the world of entertainment, in the world of media, etc. All on the left, politicians, left and right, you will start to see this begin to happen. And, I mean, it'll start to happen more and more and more. It'll become mainstream. Now, the women's movement will try to isolate itself. They'll say, well, look at what all these men are doing. It's horrible. In fact, let's go into that because, and we'll cover President Trump's year a little bit later. But I want to go into that because there are a group of people saying the same thing. I told you guys, Trevor Noah's blaming men. Nice try. I'm not taking credit for it. I've never forced myself on any woman, nor would I. Most of the guys I know that are conservatives, we have respect for women. If I see a woman and she's drunk, I don't look at that as an opportunity to steal her drink. No, I'm kidding. I don't look at that as an opportunity to take advantage of her. I look at it as somebody's got to get her home safely. I've done that in bars. I've gone up to girls and said, hey, your friend is up there in the back. You know, she looks pretty drunk and there's a guy, you know, macking on her. And the girls go, where? Oh, my gosh. I've gone to, you know, to run interference to say, you know, she seems drunk. You might want to take her home. That kind of thing. I mean, it's because I look at it as that could be my sister, you know, somebody like that. I don't look to exploit. Leftist men look to exploit. That's just, I'm telling you, it's the truth. They can get mad, but they know I'm not kidding. Look, conservative guys, I'm not telling you the conservative guys don't do lecherous things too. That's not the case. But I will tell you, if per capita, you do not want to be around liberal guys. They will take advantage of you in ways you don't even want to think about. And so everybody tries to make it sound like, oh, you know, Donald Trump's the bad guy, conservative guys, men are the bad guys. Let me tell you something, women are just as complicit.
But I want to play something. I want you to hear something about how women, feminists, leftist Democrat women, women in power, are treating this whole thing. So here's Elizabeth Warren on what needs to change.
About abuse of power.
Yes.
Al Franken, a comedian I've long admired and a politician I've recently admired, has been caught up in two accusations, one of which he's acknowledged and apologized for. People are calling for Al Franken to step down. Do you think he should?
So, look, I was just enormously disappointed about this. I knew Senator Franken long before he was Senator Franken, and his wife, Franny. These allegations are serious, and women have a right to be heard and listened to on this. Al is going to be subjected to a hearing in the United States Senate, an investigation. We have had for a long time now in the Senate, long before I got there, a bipartisan ethics committee that meets on a regular basis, and he's going to go in and answer.
Now, stop it there for a reason. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. She doesn't answer the question. What she does is she obfuscates and she does something else. She humanizes Al. Well, I know Al and I know his wife, Franny. What's that got to do with anything? You were asked a question. What should happen? Should he step down? She doesn't answer. She says, no, there's an ethics deal, blah, blah, blah. We police each other in the Senate and it's bipartisan and they're going to look into it and all that. That's all subterfuge. None of these guys ever, nothing ever happens. They've got a slush fund that pays for people like Al Franken, the Office of Compliance. They pay for them when they do these things. You pay for it. And do you think Colbert is going to follow up on that as a question? Well, wait a minute. You know, we just found out that we're paying for these types of things if Al Franken were to be sued or anybody were to be sued. Does he press Elizabeth Warren for the lies that she told about, well, I got chased around the office one time by somebody. Nobody is making her come to, you know, give us more about that story. You know, why didn't you report the Democrat who was chasing you around the office? Who else had he chased around? If he chased you, didn't he chase somebody else? Women's movement? You know, all these women, they're settling. Oh, I settled a lawsuit so I can't talk. They are the ones propagating what's happening in every phase of their lives, whether it's in academia, whether it's in education. That's the same thing. I get it. Okay. Entertainment. You name it, media, they are all covering it up for the people that they extol the virtues on. Like, what's her name, Meryl Streep, who gave a rousing speech for Roman Polanski, the people who continue to hang around Woody Allen, the people who covered up for Weinstein, and they want to blame us? These are the people allowing this. And oh, by the way, that we're not talking about a bunch of Republicans and conservatives that descended upon academia and education. That was a joke. Academia and entertainment and media. No, it's leftist men. It's the very men who tell you, I'm here to protect women. I'm a person who loves to protect women. Harvey Weinstein probably has a women's protection, you know, of charity or something, just so he could get away with this. And Elizabeth Warren wants to obfuscate. She doesn't want to answer the question. Now, you guys have heard my take on Al Franken, and if he did more than that, shame on him. But as I said, you know, if he only put his hands up in a picture, I don't find that to be that big of a deal. But what I do find to be a big deal is all these things that are happening, and every time it happens, Elizabeth Warren and her ilk, they cover it up. Ask yourself a very simple question. I did a little thing yesterday, a segment called What If? What if Donald Trump's picture was there, doing a woman's breast like that? What if? Oh, it was documented that Donald Trump had forced himself on a woman to kiss her or whatever. I don't know what all the different things that have been claimed by Al Franken. What if Donald Trump had done what Charlie Rose had done? What if Donald Trump had done what the New York Times reporter that we just exposed, who left the girl in tears as he berated her because she didn't want to, you know, capitulate? What if Donald Trump had done anything close to what Weinstein had done? What do you think Elizabeth Warren would be saying right now? Would she be talking about, well, you know, I know Melania, and, you know, she's a nice person, and this is going to be an ethics committee and all that. There are people calling for his impeachment. There are people, to this day, they still label Donald Trump as a misogynist when there's not one ounce of evidence that says that he is. They trotted out an old girlfriend and used her quote to the point where she came out in the media and said, you are lying about what I said about Donald Trump. On every turn, these people have been caught lying, and they do the same thing. And so they're the ones who propagate this. Let me ask you, how many people do you think, how many people has Weinstein paid off? How many women? So ask yourself, when he paid off the first woman, how many women did he molest before he got to the next one and then did another payoff? How much money do you think the Weinstein company paid women? I don't know. I don't have the number, but it's millions of dollars. And so every woman, every feminist in Hollywood who kept her mouth shut, they're complicit. Then ask yourself this. So there are the women who knew, and I'm talking about who were part of it, who got paid off, etc. And then there was the Whisper campaign. And how many of those women warned women and said, hey, look, stay away from Harvey. Don't go near him. I heard that so-and-so got paid off. None of them. He was at party, gala, you name it. He even had the president, the first lady of America, Michelle Obama, singing his praises. He has Hillary Clinton in pictures and galas celebrating, I mean, affectionately holding this man. And Bill Clinton is her husband. How many things would Trump have had to do that Bill Clinton did before people would have looked at him and said, this guy's not fit to be president? And their excuse is, well, it's a different time now. No, it wasn't. It's 25 years ago. It was no different. We felt the same about sexual harassment and rape then as we do now. The left are just lying about it. They want you to believe the unbelievable.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And here's where I see this whole thing going right now. We're going to watch this play out with famous men. It's happened in lots of places. Lots of them are talked about. And this is a moment in America as I see it. And the question is whether this is a moment that's a big flash and then nothing really changes. Nobody feels like they have to answer. Or is this a moment when there's real change? And I'll tell you how I think we're going to know whether or not it's a moment when there's real change. It's going to be when there's accountability for famous people. But it's more going to be when the shift manager decides that maybe giving the good shifts only to women who will play sex games back in the dressing room is not a good idea. And when the jerk over in accounting decides that pressing up against women who are caught at the photocopying machine might not be smart. And when the boss decides that telling those dirty jokes and talking about who's got great boobs and a killer ass is better rethink his management strategy. When that sort of thing happens for women all across this country, then we'll know there's been real change.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. So with... we got to go in here a second, very quickly. I know it's a big question. If Roy Moore wins, should the Senate expel him?
We're not there yet.
Where are we?
We're still pre-election, and I think we have a really good candidate on the Democratic side, and the people of Alabama need to get out there, and I hope they support that Democratic candidate.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What a ringing endorsement for that Democratic candidate. She's on nationwide TV, Elizabeth Warren, on Colbert's show, which gets, what, like 50 people to watch it? And she can't remember the Democrat candidate's name. Oh, my goodness. And that other stuff, the shift manager. And what Elizabeth Warren wants people to believe is that the world is run by men. And all these men are lecherous. They aren't. Their goal isn't capitalism. Their goal is to take advantage of women. Women in the workplace. And let me put it to you this way. If you were to put all men in the workplace, and the shift manager was on there, he's going to show favoritism, nepotism, whatever. He's going to say, I really like Kevin. I'm going to give Kevin the better shift. You want to know why? Because I'm going to be funny, and I'm going to be a joy to work with him. Man, Kev's cool. I want him around, so I'm going to give him the best shift. So maybe my personality is the reason why I get the best shift. Should now we legislate against personality? to have these people believe, if a guy goes, I like this person, I like seeing, maybe it's somebody's pretty. Look, we have our biases. I'm not telling you that it's necessarily right. Maybe somebody is just a stellar worker. And so he gives a shift to somebody because he goes, you know what, that dude works hard. Are we going to penalize hard work? You know, look, I'm not trying to downplay the idea that somebody says, I'm going to put this person in, you know, give this person a better shift because they, for whatever reason. Because the only side of that, what Elizabeth Warren and everybody wants you to believe is that these decisions are being made based on somebody deciding, she'll put out. Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been given preferential treatment and things, and it wasn't because I put out. It was because somebody liked being around me. You know, maybe they said maybe it was because the people in that particular crew had a better camaraderie. Why does a basketball team say change the, you know, go from this player to player number 7? Because they want to change the chemistry of the team. Everything's not about sexuality. See, the left want us to believe that all we do is think with our loins. Well, maybe that's the way they are. What I try to explain to you guys is that when you're hearing these people talk, don't think that it's because of you. It's them, and they're looking at everything that they think. They are telling you their vices. They're telling you their nightmares, their crazy dreams. They're explaining to you how they think. I'll put it to you this way. I run a company, and I don't think, wow, you know, that Kirk. Kirk's a heavy set, we call him Vanilla Wafer, but Kirk's a heavy set brother. He's a white dude, but he's my brother in Christ. But Kirk, I'm not going to give Kirk preferential treatment because I want him. You know what I'm saying? It's because the dude works hard. I've got Chris. We got a lot of Chris's in the company. Chris Allen, one of my graphics guys, my video guys. Chris isn't going to get preferential treatment because I want to get with him. You know what I mean? It's because he works hard. And I could go on. I look at what is the best way for us to do our job most effectively, and that's how I make decisions about who's going to do what. These people, the left, I'm telling you, they are crazy. But anyway, I was talking about how they view what's going on in this whole sort of battle, if you will, of it's man against woman, because the left, they see this as an opportunity for women to dominate. And as I said, if you take this to its logical conclusion, there will be no men left in power. That's what feminism is about. But I also want to play something, because there's a
you're hearing these people say the same thing. Gillibrand gets asked about Hillary Clinton. By the way, she backs off the statement. And I think they had a conversation about Franken. But I want to play this clip, and I think you'll hear some of the same conversation that even Elizabeth Warren. I've heard about four politicos who are all women say essentially the same talking points when it comes to Franken. But here's Gillibrand.
You mentioned that we're in a moment that this has sort of changed, the context has changed over the last 20 years. You told the New York Times that Bill Clinton should have resigned over the Lewinsky affair.
My point is that the tolerance that we had 25 years ago, what was allowed 25 years ago, it will not be tolerated today, is not allowed today, and that we have to have the kind of oversight and accountability that society needs so that we can protect people in the workplace, that people can function without having an unsafe work environment, whether it's in the military.
You're saying President Clinton created an unsafe work environment in the White House.
No, I'm saying that this conversation we are having today is really important, and that the kind of behavior that was tolerated a long time ago would never be tolerated today, and we can't allow it to be tolerated today. That, in fact, all of us need to recognize we none of us are above this, and all of us have to be responsible for how we create a workplace in our own office, for my office, how we do our oversight in Congress with that providing better oversight over the military, which is our job, with Title IX on college campuses. So we have to do our job. We are all responsible, and we all have to understand that time has changed, and we have to hold people. An elected leader should not be held to the lowest standard. They should be held to the highest standard.
Welcome back, everybody. Senator Gillibrand, who said Bill Clinton should have resigned, and now she's saying what was tolerated then shouldn't be tolerated now. Let me tell you something, Senator Gillibrand. Tolerating molesting of young interns when you're president of the United States, that shouldn't be tolerated then or now. But what Bill Clinton did to Kathleen Willey in the White House shouldn't be tolerated then or now. What's funny, she was right, and somebody got to her and said, you can't go out there and say this. You're you know, going after one of our sacred cows. Now, I don't know whether the Clintons still have clout or not, because it's a mixed thing every time we do a story about them. But somebody got to her, because rape of Juanita Broderick shouldn't be tolerated then or now. Trying to rape and expose yourself to Paula Jones wasn't tolerated then, and it shouldn't be tolerated now. It got Bill Clinton impeached. His lying about it. What are they talking about? And she keeps talking about oversight and accountability, unsafe work environment in the military. And the interviewer presses her. He's like, what do you mean? What are you trying to say? That Bill Clinton created an unsafe work environment? Yes, she did. That's exactly what he did. But what's funny about it is she kept wanting to go back to the military and Title IX. Let me tell you what they're saying there, folks. They're talking about women in the military, and Title IX is girls and women in college, in sports and things like that. That's what they're talking about. It's all got to be equal and this, that, and the other. And you can't be, you know, pulling this stuff on women. Again, I ask, what's the feminist movement been about if we're supposed to all be equal? Women work. They have great jobs. They can start their own companies, etc. And suddenly, we're still the bad guys. You can't make me the bad guy when you've already got your equality. Women can do the same thing to men that men can do to women. And in fact, well, I don't know that we've heard about it, but you got to know there are women in power who are discriminating against men, and we hear nothing about it.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.